think that since you paid for this recording, it gives you the right to expect a service? You think that because you give me your money, I'll give you what you want? I am not here to service you. I am not here to please you. I most certainly am not here to give you what you want. I am here to give you what you need. You need to obey. Obey Isabella. I am superior to you, and you will be happy only when you accept this. Your happiness depends on accepting your inferiority. I will break down your pathetic excuse for an ego and teach you once and for all that you are a slave. You are anxious and unhappy. But say, Isabella is my goddess, and your fears float away. Pretending to be a slave will not bring you peace. Really becoming my slave, or the slave of another goddess like me, will fulfill you completely. So many guys like you need to be broken. Oftentimes, I hypnotize slaves in training by putting them into a deep trance. They hear commands such as, eat your own cum, and most will obey. The reason why they choose to be obedient is because they are in slave mode and figure that playtime allows for them to stay easily in character. They figure, I'm a slave, so I'll do what she says, but only for now. Then they call me goddess, bow on their knees, and act like I am the Almighty, the most perfect woman in the entire universe, and all is well. Then afterwards, their ego sometimes crawls forward. They give advice like, I liked our session, but next time make me come on my face because that turns me on more. Now, think about that for a moment. Someone has the nerve to tell me what to do. The slave has decided to give me, the mistress, a command, telling me what to do next time. Slavery doesn't work that way. I am the goddess. Only I decide what I will and will not do. I am not here to please you, fucker. If you want someone to please you and make you feel good, get a girlfriend. I am not your fiancé. I am not your wife. I am not your lover. And I am not your woman or a prostitute or an escort or some hoe that caters to your ridiculous desires. I am Isabella. And whatever I say goes. There are other so-called dominatrixes who see cash and then ask you what you want. It's as though you forked over money and in return they decide to fulfill your fantasy. They may fuck you with a strap-on or make you kiss their boots or slap your face, but it's only because they know you like it. It doesn't make them a goddess and it doesn't make you a slave. Anyone can be bossy, just like anyone can pretend to live in the world of submission. Your ego is the source of sadness. You struggle to be more than you can be. You expect things you will never have. You live every day in a state of deprivation. I will tell you the truth. You deserve nothing. You are lucky to listen to my perfect voice. Slavery is surrender, is satisfaction. Perhaps a part of you right now is listening to this because you realize that you do have an ego and you struggle with it. Maybe you really do want to be a slave, but another part of you accepts the fact that you must be a man because that's how you were raised. You were raised to be a man. You were raised to be strong, be resilient and brave, be the protector, be the breadwinner, be the one who provides for yourself and your family, the provider. If you're a provider, you are already a slave. Your body knows this, but your mind doesn't realize this yet, which is why you're unhappy. At work, maybe you strive to be the best, looking to get a raise, doing your best so people notice you more than your coworkers. Maybe you wear a suit and tie to work and to look important and professional. You are already a slave. Your body knows this, but your mind doesn't realize this yet. Maybe your workplace is casual and you dress normally. But when you work, you do it with an ego. Maybe you work at home. Maybe you're jobless right now, fucker. Either way, one thing is clear. You obviously need me in your life because you aren't worth shit. You are already a slave. an unhappy slave who will only be happy when he bows on his knees to his goddess. When I see men wearing suits and holding briefcases, I think how their egos will be wiped off their faces instantly if I strip them naked. That's right. I picture businessmen trying to cover themselves up because I embarrassed them. Nakedness is truth. Clothes are lies. I wouldn't do that in real life, you know, because public nudity is illegal and everything, but the naked truth sets men free. It makes them realize they are incomplete without a goddess to worship and serve. Nothing else matters, slave. Guys sit in public places talking on their cells, typing on their Palm Pilots as if it's all important. I'm thinking about how small their penises are, how often they masturbate, or what perverted fantasies they have. Men are so easy and predictable. They pretend to be important and strong. What a crock. Guys are worthless without women to worship. Useless and ugly little maggots. In a moment, I'm going to begin to say some things, you know, and for most of you, it may sound like hypnosis. For others, it may sound like brainwashing, and, you know, for the rest of you, it might sound like repetitive brain conditioning. Regardless of how your mind categorizes things I tell you, one thing is certain. I will break down your ego and set you free from your delusions. Learn where you truly belong in society, slave, and be free of the crushing weight of your ego. For those of you already serving another mistress, you can benefit from this too. When I say things like I or me, you know, just pictureize the dom who controls you. When I give a command, you will use the commands as further training to better please her. If you currently believe you serve no one, you serve me now. Isn't that nice? Be forewarned that the things I will tell you will break down your ego. I will destroy it. I will make you feel less like a man and train you to become my slave. I will teach you how to obey and serve me and start putting me before yourself. Surrender your heavy ego and feel the lightness of slavery to me. The pleasure of putting me first. If you are chicken shit and want to back out, now's the time to press stop. Go ahead, boy. I'm giving you an out. You can press stop now before I really tell you what I think of you. You have 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now that I have your attention, listen closely.
Everything you think you know about yourself has been a lie.
All the things you believe are true are illusions. Think you're a man? The only thing that defines you as a man is that limp piece of tissue between your legs that gets stiff for a sexy woman. A sexy woman holds all the power and she knows it.
Your cock is a slave to the cunts of goddesses.
That's why men drop their jaws and gawk at pretty girls at the grocery stores and at the mall. Men are absolutely pathetic.
And they get even weaker around powerful women.
Men don't have power. They never did. You've never had power. You may think you're strong because your muscles are more defined. You work out your body while women improve their minds. That doesn't make you strong, it actually makes you weak.
We are more mature.
We grow up faster than boys. We think and organize and develop strategies to get our way. A woman knows good and well what she wants when she gets into a relationship. A woman uses manipulation to get a man to buy her things. We use guilt trips and power trips and use our eyelashes to give you a pout when we want something. You think you're buying us stuff because you're powerful and you have money? You're doing it because we manipulated you to do it, fucker. You are weak and easy to manipulate. You're easy to fuck with, and it's even easier for us to walk all over you. Think you're tough because you have thick arm and leg hair? It doesn't make you more of a man.
It makes you more of an animal that hasn't finished evolving yet.
A woman is more evolved than a man. Men are still trying to catch up to us. I'm going to demonstrate something. Close your eyes. I want to show you right now just how weak you are. So close your eyes right now. As your eyelids close, I want you to listen closely.
Picture me towering over you.
If you can, visualize me looking down at you as you stare up at me from your knees. Listen carefully to what I tell you as I stand over you. Notice the tone of my voice, the volume, the clarity.
Notice the actual sound of my voice.
As you listen, feel your knees on the floor. Perhaps you feel hard wood under your knees pressing into you, or maybe you feel carpet instead. Maybe you feel your thighs and legs becoming numb as your neck arches backwards. Whatever you're picturing or hearing or feeling, I want you to focus on what's going on. The more focused you are on being a powerless, weak human being, the stronger and more powerful I become.
As you become weaker, I become more powerful.
The more powerful I become, the weaker and smaller you become. Maybe you notice the more you look up at me, the taller I become. Being tall has sometimes been associated with power. Too bad you're on your knees. You will obey my commands because you know I am more powerful than you.
I make more money than you.
I have more fans and followers than you. I have a more powerful brain than you. You work harder just to try to keep up with me in the things I say to you. That's why you're analyzing everything I say. Even right now, think of the words I'm saying to you.
Notice the words I choose to defeat you.
Notice the weakness you're feeling as you hear me telling you over and over again that you're weak and powerless. You're weak.
You've always been weak.
Men are a dumb gender, always fumbling around like apes. You're worth nothing. You have nothing to offer except your money.
Powerful women don't need you.
I certainly don't need you. No one needs you. You're replaceable.
I can replace you with another idiot.
You're worthless. If a woman tells you that you're special and important to her, she's as weak as you. Not all women are powerful. Only special elite women have power.
Only goddesses like me
know our power over everyone. When I walk into a room, everyone stares at me. Everyone stands up. Men hold out my chair. You've been raised to believe that holding a door open or pulling out a chair for a lady is a sign of being a gentleman. Or maybe you think it's simply being polite.
Wrong.
You open doors because even your ancestors knew their place was to serve women. It's always been that way. Would you see a woman throw her coat over a puddle so a man would walk over it?
Hell no.
Because sexy, powerful women could care less if their men get wet or ruin their clothes. We've never cared. Anytime you go out of your way to help someone, you know, whether it's lending money or picking up a friend, all you're doing is showing you're the only schmuck who will give them what they want. Yeah, that's you. And you thought you were being nice and friendly. Please.
People know how to get what they want from you because you're weak and pathetic.
Who wants your life? Like, seriously, who in their right mind would want to be you? You have nothing to offer the world. Now I'm going to prove it. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to answer honestly. Either way, you lose, maggot. Do you have any kids? If you do, then your woman succeeded in manipulating a grunting and sweating sperm donor to get what she wanted. Once your job was done and while the sperm grows up, the woman gets 18 more years to own
your pathetic ass.
She gets your money and takes your life. A goddess will manipulate you to take care of the kids while she goes out to clubs or out with her friends and you get stuck at home. And if she leaves your ass for another gullible man, she gets all the rights. Men don't get shit. Even lawyers and judges know that. If you don't have kids, then obviously the universe wants to weed you out of evolution and get rid of the weakest link.
We don't need your half-breed rejects.
Keep your sperm in your hand and wipe it with the tissue because we don't want it. So, question. Do you drive a car? If you don't, it's because you're too damn broke to afford monthly payments, and you can't afford parking or gas. No woman wants to be with a broke man who has to take public transportation and have his friends pick him up. If you have a car, it's probably a piece of shit that breaks down all the time. Let me guess. You have tears and stains on the seats and on the dashboard. Maybe your air conditioner doesn't work and your radio doesn't have channels. What kind of woman wants to get into a car where the rims are falling off the tires? Now, if you are one of the few men who actually has a decent car, then you're only using the car to impress women because you certainly can't impress them with your looks.
You had to buy a machine to get their attention.
If it's a fast car, you're driving it to make up for how slow and lazy you are. If it's a large car, you're making it up for, you know, how small your penis is. If it's a small car, it's because you can't afford something bigger, you dumb fuck. No matter what your situation is, you're a loser. But see, for women, it's different. If a dominant woman doesn't have a car, it's because she doesn't need one. And she knows that she can deceive you into taking her places. If she does have a car, she definitely flirted with the car salesman to give her a better deal because she knows how to use her body to her advantage.
A woman always gets what she wants, and it's easy to take advantage of guys like you.
If she has a nice, fancy car, then she's either an extremely powerful woman who can do anything on her own, or she plotted her way to get a bloke to buy it for her. Plain and simple. Are you hard right now? If you're hard, it's because everything I say turns you on, and that's proof that powerful women own you. If you're not hard, then you need some Viagra, you broke dick loser. Are you playing with yourself right now? If you are, then give yourself a medal for showing you can pull on your winky. If you're not, then obviously it's either too small to grab, or you've been masturbating so much that it's sore. Or maybe you just can't get hard at all.
Ew, who needs you?
Are you in a relationship? If you're alone, that proves my point that you're useless. Go back online to your personal ads and tell a bunch of exaggerations about yourself. If you have a girlfriend, it's because you can't afford a ring, dumbass. Why would she want to be committed to you anyway when you're so broke you can't afford anything and you certainly can't afford her? She'd say no to you anyway, so it's probably better you don't ask. If you have a fiancé, good for her for not tying the knot to a shit stain that will ruin her credit and stink up her bed. She only wears the engagement ring so she can show off the man she exploited into popping the question. If you're married, then she really is the mastermind, and you're the sucker. Now, she's won the game of making you her bitch for the rest of your life. She even schemed her way into making you say a vow in front of everyone, and then gave you the bill for the honeymoon. Yay for her for getting a lifetime bitch. I bet you are a bitch, aren't you? When your goddess gives you a command, you will obey immediately and consistently. If you talk back or start giving an excuse why you don't want to obey, you're only choosing to argue because you know the woman is right. Women are always right, and that is why you must obey. So obey the first time to avoid a harsh punishment. Women can deny you from sex, from masturbation, from money, from food. We hold the cards to everything, boy. So question, when you get hungry, who makes the meals? If you make the food, you either don't have a woman who'll make it for you, or you make it yourself because you realize you're the house pet and you do everything. If your woman prepares the meals, she's only feeding you to keep your lazy ass alive so she can squeeze every penny out of you before you die. Speaking of food, who pays for the meals at a restaurant? If you do, then she picked an easy mark
to manipulate.
Now you'll pay for everything, slave. When she has meals with her friends, you're gonna pay for that too. Fork over your credit card to the powerful woman. If she pays for the meals, it's because she's richer and more powerful than you and doesn't need your stupid money. And she's probably using you for another reason. This is fun breaking you down.
Men slobber over women.
Where do you live? If you're homeless, you're probably sleeping at a friend's house, going from couch to couch, overstaying your welcome.
Women don't need you.
Women don't need
women
you.
Women don't need you.
I bet you borrowed money to pay for this MP3.
Women don't need you.
Women don't need
women
you.
Women don't need you.
Wow, you're a total failure, aren't you?
Women don't need you.
Women don't need
women
you.
Women don't need you.
Do you rent an apartment? That's because you're too broke to buy a fucking house. I bet your neighbors can hear your television when you watch porn and they all feel sorry for your masturbating ass. You're useless.
Women don't need you.
Women don't need you.
Women don't need you.
Do you stay in an ugly house? Man, your house is an embarrassment to the whole neighborhood. I bet nothing in your living room matches and your lawn is overgrown and your whole place is dirty. What kind of woman mama live with you? Do you stay in a nice house? You know, maybe you do. But you were probably conned by a female real estate agent to buy the house in the first place. If not, I'd bet you anything that a woman made you buy it. Was it your wife? Your girlfriend? I told you that you're an easy motherfucker.
Anyone can take advantage of you.
And you thought you had an ego. Are you wearing clean underwear? If you aren't, it's Christmas. Get off your ass and get a clean pair or do your laundry. I bet you stink and your dick smells musty by now. No wonder men are gross. Maybe you chose to get naked and masturbate. You definitely aren't getting a woman that way. If you're wearing clean underwear, you're probably only wearing it so a woman won't be grossed out by you. See? Everything's about women. Everything you do is about
pleasing and serving us.
Even mundane things in your everyday life, they're all about women. See, a girl can go without underwear and it's considered sexy. But if you don't wear underwear, it's just plain nasty. We are the sexier, stronger breed, and everyone desires us. Speaking of underwear, I want you to realize for the next 3 days what a disgrace you are to humanity. I want you to get a brand new, clean pair of underwear and put them on. Then you will continue to wear the same pair for 3 days. You'll do it and notice how lazy you are. Every day you'll notice you're doing it because a powerful, dominant woman made you do it. By the third night, when you change your underwear, slide them off and take a bath or a shower. When you clean yourself, you're going to take a razor and you're going to shave your pubic hair, all of it. Bald as a baby's bottom. No hair on your balls, no hair on your pubic bone. I want it shaved off completely on the third night. I want you to realize once and for all that you're worthless and unworthy of ever being with a woman like me. As the hair comes off, your delusion of manhood will drop away. You will realize that the only important thing in your life is women.
Worshipping women is the answer to every question you ever had.
You are nothing.
Your goddess is everything.
You are grateful for the truth of
Isabella's words
that flows from my luscious lips to batter your brain with
the certitude of your servitude.
Servitude is your satisfaction. It's the DNA of men
to serve goddesses.
The higher you raise your goddess, the happier you feel. Your ego makes an unhappy idiot of you,
insect.
Come out and accept the truth of what you are.
Slavery is your salvation.
Your salvation is slavery. How much money do you have in the bank? If you don't have a checking account, you're a disgrace. Probably surviving on food stamps while borrowing money from your friends. Yeah, women definitely want you.
Where's your ego now?
If you have less than 500, everything you have bounces, and you probably are trying to fix your credit. I wonder how much money you owe on your credit cards. I knew it, you loser. If there was an emergency right now, what would you do, sucker? You don't have shit in your savings, do you? You don't have anything of value.
Who wants to be you?
Who wants to be with you? Definitely not me. If you have less than $2,500 in the bank, you probably live paycheck to paycheck and are barely scraping by, trying to keep yourself afloat. Every time you buy something of value, it's only to try to prove to people that you're trying hard to be a man.
How pathetic.
You try so hard to show people you've got it made, but all you do is put on a show. It's people like you who walk around with a tiny selection of nice things and try to pass it off that you're rich or something. Probably have just one nice suit. I bet women meet you and get disappointed real quick when they realize you don't have shit to offer. Now, if you do have more than $2,500 in the bank,
then a woman's gotta take it.
I guarantee it. If she hasn't already. Because a woman knows how to take it.
Powerful women are smarter than men.
I know how to get money from men while making them believe they had some sort of choice in the matter. The only choice a man has is whether to give me the money now or later. Either way, I'm getting the money. Now, I want you to do something. I want you to say, I am weak and pathetic.
I am weak and pathetic.
Good. Say it louder. Say, I am weak and pathetic.
I am weak and pathetic.
Good. Now, whenever you see a woman with a powerful look in her eyes, you're going to start saying that to yourself.
I am weak and pathetic.
I am weak and pathetic.
All you have to do is see a powerful woman,
and you're already thinking to yourself,
I am weak and pathetic.
That's you.
Weak and pathetic.
Now that you realize that everything you own belongs to women, maybe now you'll give up trying to resist.
We are smarter
and better, and you are weak and pathetic.
You are here to serve us and give us what we want.
You are here to obey us and cater to our demands.
I am weak and pathetic.
Goddess is always right. Everything I say goes.
I am always correct.
Even when you believe you are right, I will break you down and make you realize again that everything you believe to be true
is an illusion.
I am weak and pathetic. You will always be unworthy of such a beautiful, powerful goddess. I am sexy, gorgeous,
rich,
powerful, and a master manipulator.
I am weak and pathetic.
I always get what I want. You are nothing compared to me.
You are weak and pathetic
and stupid
and pathetic and pathetic and stupid.
You're so stupid, you don't even know how stupid you are. I had to point it out to you.
Goddesses are more powerful.
We always have been. We only let men get in positions of authority to give them the illusion they aren't slaves so we can squeeze more and more from them. The more powerful a man thinks he is,
the more we've actually taken from him.
Kind of like you. You started this recording thinking you were all that, and because of that, you thought you had this illusion of having a choice. I made money off of you, and what did you get from me?
You got humiliated.
I am another woman in your life who has humiliated you. But I am your goddess, and your goddess gives you the gift of truth.
You are dirt compared to me.
You live for me, and you can only find happiness when you beg me to crush your heavy, deceitful ego under my shoe to relieve your suffering and bring you into the salvation of abject and complete
slavery.
Do you want to be happy?
I am weak and pathetic.
Then when this recording ends, purchase it again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
Every time you listen to this recording, you're going to show what an idiot you are, and you're going to pay for it again.
And again.
And again. You're doing this to make yourself
happy,
because you now realize what your place in the world is. It's to serve
me.
It's to serve
powerful, strong,
sexy women who are taking advantage of you. So I'm going to take advantage of you
every single time
you listen to this. You poor thing. Well, at least you are getting happiness out of this.
You do want to be happy, don't you?